lots of ways to celebrate Christmas. In Mexico, many people host reenactments of Mary and Joseph seeking shelter on the eve of the birth of Jesus. The tradition dates back 500 years. Spanish missionaries created the ritual to tell the story of Jesus to the indigenous people. It's called Las Posadas. Here's reporter Beto Arcos with his own story of a posada in Los Angeles.
For the past 10 years, my family and I have organized Las Posadas at our home in L.A. We invite close friends and neighbors to join us. At about 7 p.m., we walk in our neighborhood toward the first place we're going to ask for posada, or shelter. Tonight, there are more than 30 adults and about 10 kids. We arrive at our first stop. About five of us go inside a neighbor's house. The rest stay outside, each holding a songbook in one hand and a candle in the other. The group begins the posada song, singing in call and response. The lyrics say, "In heaven's name, I ask for shelter, since my beloved wife cannot go walking in the night." Then, inside, the smaller group responds, "Aquí no es de sol." "This is not a hostel. Go on ahead. I will not open the door. I'm afraid it might be a thief." At our second stop, the lyrics continue the story. "We're so tired of walking all the way from Nazareth. I'm a carpenter. My name is Joseph." Inside the house, the owners respond, "No. I don't care about the name. Let me sleep. I insist on telling you, I will not open the door." Finally, at our last stop, the response is different. "Are you Joseph? Is your wife Mary? Please come in, pilgrims. I did not recognize you." As we walk in, everyone sings the welcoming verses. "Come in, holy pilgrims. Though our home is poor, we offer it to you from the heart." This last place is our home, and we have a party for everyone. In Mexico, the family hosting the posada is responsible for feeding everyone. But we're in the U.S., so guests bring tamales or a bottle of wine. As the hosts of the posada, we have to make an essential element in this Mexican celebration: ponche. This hot punch is made with apples, guavas, and sugarcane, as well as raisins, prunes, hibiscus, cinnamon, and brown sugar. Oh, and there's a special seasonal Mexican fruit called tejocote. That's very important. You can't make ponche without it. Finally, we get to the exciting part. It's time to break piñatas. You see, the piñata breaking tradition actually goes back to the earliest posadas in Mexico. Piñatas were made with 7 points to represent the 7 cardinal sins: wrath, greed, sloth, pride, lust, envy, and gluttony. The idea is to hit each one of the points blindfolded, get rid of the bad stuff in your life, and usher in a new life and a new year. That's the tradition of Las Posadas. Here's wishing you and your family Feliz Navidad. For the world, I'm Beto Arcos, Los Angeles. La Virgen se está peinando entre cortina y cortina. Los cabellos son de oro. Yeah.